as you have heard all week, I'm actually very proud of the Hardline.
Thank you.
And really, I think I'm just proud that other things are going on in the city, like the Stars and the Rangers are keeping things at the very least interesting. They're at least hanging in. So, you know, it's a bad time for other Dallas sports whenever we make a big deal about the Cowboys schedule release, because it is such a manufactured by the league, not that interesting topic to me. It's just, it's just sports talk for the sake of sports talk, I would say, and just doing everything they can to continue the 24-hour NFL news cycle. Very annoying to me, just not something that I enjoy doing, which is why we're going to do it right here on our valuable airtime on our radio show.
I hate when other people do it, but if we do it, fine.
I don't want to listen to other people do hardly anything. But
I don't want to watch your Minecraft video.
Yeah, I'm not interested in any of that.
Did the Cowboys even do a schedule release bit?
EA is shaking his head yes, but I didn't even look at it. The only schedule release video that I saw this cycle around was someone reposting the one that the Titans did last year where they were on Broadway Street and holding up the logo and having people guess
what they were.
What team. That was probably the best one that has ever come through, but not really interested in the Cowboys video. Sorry to anybody that is. So we had some options here of how we could run through the Cowboys 2025 schedule. And I basically forced Ham's hand here. I said, you're the producer of this thing normally, even though you're stepping into Monty's seat today.
I might be doing more producing today
than you ever
than
have.
Than I ever have.
Out of necessity, for sure, which I appreciate. But I said, Ham,
aside from dishing out the 40-liners.
That's okay. That's what EA's here. That's what our shadow producer is here for.
He steps in when I step up.
Exactly. That's what he's there for. It's what he does.
I'm stalling for time.
So I said, Ham, break out the Rolodex. You know a ton of interesting people. Let's groupthink this thing, and let's have a fresh new guest representing every one of these teams on the Cowboys schedule. So let's just get things going here, and this could go just about anywhere. So week one for the Cowboys, they are going to be taking on the hated Philadelphia Eagles, and we've got EA Azad breaking down game one. Hey, EA.
Hey, that's what it's going.
It's going good. We got the schedule released here. Massive game to start off the season against the defending world champion Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles are the Tahitian treat of the league. Are the toast of the NFC East. Cowboys lose the ass wipes.
Cowboys lose. You're predicting a loss right off the bat.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty bold. I don't know that anybody gets your Tahitian treat reference, but apparently I understand that's your treat after you make love to women. So, okay. So I guess that is good on you.
Why are they playing the laugh for the women making love thing?
Connor, that's absolutely probably happened at some point. So we're 0-1. To start the season on the road, the Cowboys are going to lose, according to EA Azad. All right. Week two, Cowboys back home for the home opener, September 14th. They're going to be hosting the New York Football Giants. And look at this. Singer-songwriter Randy Newman is here to give us a prediction. Hey, Randy.
Hey, DJ. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Randy. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. That's good to hear.
His name is Jackson Dart. He plays football like a wet fart. He's taking over Dumbface Jones. Sorry, EA, you'll always be alone.
Oh, no.
These two teams have a lot of beef. Cowboys win this game by the skin of their teeth.
Okay, a close home win in the Cowboys home opener, according to Randy Newman. All right, the door already closed. He was trying to still talk, and we slammed the door as he was trying to slink out. All right, 1-1. I think that's probably pretty accurate so far. All right, week three. This one's interesting. Cowboys heading back on the road to take on Caleb Williams, year two quarterback, and the Chicago Bears on September 21st. And breaking this one down for us and making a pick, Tickerman and Stars postgame co-host Michael Dixon.
Thank you, Bruce. You look at
I'm
this
DJ,
Bears,
not Bruce.
You look at this Bears team. It's kind of amazing when you look at their drafts, trading up, drafting Trubisky a couple years ago. And now you look at the team with Williams. I just don't see the Bears with a win here, Bruce.
Again, it's DJ. This is work in progress. So, oh, that's all you've got? All right. So 1-2. Thank you, Michael Dixon, for waking up this early. Especially y'all went very late last night on the Stars postgame. All right. So a 1-2 start. Then back home, got a prime time game against the hated Green Bay Packers. And to talk Packers with us, Deep Eddie.
Hey, DJ.
Hey,
how you
Deep
doing,
Eddie.
Man?
Sounds like you got a little morning voice
yeah,
here.
Yeah, got a little bit of morning voice here.
All right, what do you think of this Packers game?
Dak will beat the Pack. Book it. Keep Eddie out.
No analysis or anything?
No analysis.
No Jordan Love, what he's going to be this year?
No.
Kind of a pivotal year in their development.
We got this.
We got this. Okay. I guess that's encouraging. Hopefully Dak has more encouraging words for the boys before the game than we got this. The shoddy doesn't bring in Deep Eddie to speak to the team before. All right, though, I'll take that.
The worst motivational speaker.
But we love
Deep
Eddie.
Or is he the best?
Deep Eddie has been the breakout star of 2025. All right, 2-2. Let's move on to a road matchup, October 5th, against the New York Jets. And breaking that one down, ticker man Kevin Landrum. Hey, Lando.
DJ, how you doing?
I'm doing better than you sound, buddy.
I request to report this game from Killer. I'm going to throw myself off the Brooklyn Bridge.
No!
Cowboys win.
So, okay, I appreciate the pick, but I'm a little bit more alarmed that your first thought of going to New York is hurling yourself off of a bridge.
Hopefully I get a chance before then.
Well, you can't go. We need you to cover the game, so hopefully not. If anything, we just need you to survive through the game. And, okay, but I'm sorry. Was that a win or a loss?
I think he said that was a Cowboys win.
Okay. Well, we don't really know who they're going to even have playing quarterback there, so... All right, coming up next, we've got the Carolina Panthers, and what I'm going to assume is a musical display here. Ked Woodley, super fan of the Carolina Panthers. Hey, Ked.
Hey, DJ, how you doing?
Doing great.
Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claw will fall to the Cowboys and crap on the football.
Oh, your poor voice. So who was going to win that?
Cowboys.
Cowboys, okay. 4-2.
God, you're not listening.
Okay, off to a... Look, I'm trying to move all over the place over here. All right. Up next, we have got the Washington Commanders, and we've got the Ticket's own commander, George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hey, Georgie.
I like Cowboys. I like Cowboys.
Boy, it doesn't really sound like... But 5-2. Okay, thank you very much, George, for coming on the show. Not sure we've had him on this version of Work in Progress. All right, we are running through the Cowboys schedule, 2025 schedule, here on Work in Progress with DJ Ringenberg and Matt Birmingham. Up next, Cowboys take on the Broncos, and making that pick, morning board op, Tyler Samsel.
Denver has Bo Nix, so they don't have me at quarterback. So my prediction, Cowboys, don't get any better without Dak.
Okay, I see what you did there. Cowboys don't get better without Dak. Is that 6-2?
Yeah.
6-2, okay. Up next.
Pizza.
Boy, I was waiting for it. You might be waiting forever. Doesn't get any better than that. All right, up next. Got the Arizona Cardinals, and making that selection for us here on Work in Progress, Morning Ticker Man, Dylan Reed.
Hey, TJ, how's it going?
It's going good, Dylan. It's okay. You can talk into the mic a little bit more.
All right. I got the Cowboys winning against the Cardinals.
You got any more analysis or anything?
No.
All right. Dylan, thank you very much. 7-2.
I'm so sorry.
Up next,
oh God.
A massive game here as the Cowboys head on the road to take on the hated Las Vegas Raiders. And get ready for this one, as it looks like we have Gus the Parasite, who we met after I came back with a very bad stomach issue from a trip to Mexico.
And remember me, DJ? How's it going?
I will never forget you as you traveled in my belly from Puerto Vallarta to North Texas.
Yeah, good times.
And you're a Raiders fan, I guess.
Yeah, this is an international game, no?
Actually, no. This game is not being played in Mexico City. It would make sense, though, if it was.
Cowboys win! Los Vaqueros, let's go!
Sorry.
Sorry to who?
Everyone.
All right. Up next, boy, 8-2. Holy cow. If our guests are right on this, this is going to be quite a season. Up next, all right, let's get serious here, as we're going to have a real sportsman brought in. The great Ted Emmerich is going to make a pick for the Eagles matchup here. Hey, Ted.
From still at Augustus Golf Course, with a Cowboys schedule prediction, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westy One Sports. Cowboys looking like they're going to lose this game after losing their opener against the Eagles. Give me the Eagles in this game. Sniff, sniff. Westy One Sports.
Wow. What an honor. Thank you for that, Teddy. That was tremendous, and I think very realistic. I'm not counting on the Cowboys beating Philadelphia this year. All right. In the middle, or I guess that's the start of the gauntlet that the Cowboys have late in the season, as then Thursday, November 27th, Thanksgiving Day, Dallas hosts the Kansas City Chiefs. And what a coup this is, as the great Patrick Mahomes joins us this morning to make the pick here.
Hey, DJ, how you doing?
Good morning, Pat.
Hey, big fan of y'all's show. Listen all the time. Better than that fake Chiefs fan Travis Mejia's show. I thought he's supposed to be a producer. Why is he talking on air so much during the week?
Well,
hey, why did they steal that from the sweet spot? What the hell about that?
I don't know, buddy.
Anyways, Chiefs steal one from the Cowboys here.
Okay, so there's a theme there. Okay. I don't know that even they're going to have to steal one. I would say that I definitely like the Chiefs in that game. All right, so 8-4. We're still in pretty good position here. Let's move on to week 14. December 4th, the Cowboys hit the road to take on the hated Detroit Lions. And joining us here, a guy who has been on Work in Progress before, Coach Dan Campbell. Good morning, Coach.
Thank you for having me in studio.
It's great, great to have you here, Coach.
Lions got Aiden back. They surgically reconstructed his leg back onto his body. They got that new T-1000 technology. My boys, the Lions, are going to win.
Yeah, I would assume that you would probably... Dubs up. I'm sorry. Can you actually give us a... Coach, I would love it if you gave us a liner, a work-in-progress liner that we can play later.
This is Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions. You're listening to Work in Progress. Dubs up, bitches.
Oh, Coach. Fantastic. Thank you. And good luck to you and your Lions this season. I know we're all very big fans here, except for on December 4th. All right, so 8-5.
Oh my God, the time.
We got a few more to get to here. Sunday, December 14th, the Cowboys take on the hated Minnesota Vikings. And who better to talk to break down this game and make a prediction than Cactus from Ticket Production behind the scenes, maybe from a road show.
Here's the thing. Minnesota's cold, right?
It's very cold.
Okay. And, you know, thing is, I have the inside scoop on the Vikings equipment this year. You know what they have?
What do they have?
Fingerless gloves.
Yes.
Cowboys win this game.
Because...
Cannonball!
Because they're going to be wearing fingerless gloves, you think that gives them a disadvantage?
No idea.
They're going to be every catch that Justin Jefferson goes up for, just those fingerless gloves. All right, three more here as we try to get to the end here. The L.A. Chargers, and joining us now to make the pick, Laser Voice Guy. Hey, Laser Voice Guy.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being with us this morning. It's very difficult to understand you. I'm going to put the subtitles on for you now. What's your pick here for Cowboys and Chargers?
Cowboys beat the Chargers 32-10.
32-10, Cowboys beat the Chargers?
Yes, they do. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Way too niche.
Boy, what? How many of these are making like three of us laugh and nobody else? All right, second to last game of the regular season, Cowboys 10-5 in our estimation. Dallas taking on the hated Washington Commanders. And we've got Mark Elfenbein making this pick. Morning, Elf.
Get up! God. Get up! Right there!
Okay, do you have a pick through all that?
Commanders are going to beat the Cowboys. It's going to be unbelievable.
Why are you doing that with your hands?
I don't know! Get up! Right there!
Oh, there's Elf falling off a cliff into the depths of hell, apparently.
Why is he going to hell?
Well, we can all assume.
What?
What did he pick there? Cowboys?
I picked Commanders.
Oh, Commanders? Okay. Well, Jaden Daniels, I understand that. 10-6, one game left on the schedule, a pivotal Week 17 matchup against the Giants. Who better than Greg Rosengarten to make the final pick of the Cowboys schedule? Noted golf expert.
How you doing?
Twin brother of Craig Rosengarten.
Twin brother of my brother, Craig.
Who had a birthday, actually, recently.
We both had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
The same exact birthday. Can't keep doing that.
Are you asking for a win against the Giants as your birthday present?
I am, but that's not what the Cowboys are going to get. The Cowboys are going to fall to the Giants in a humiliating game.
Humiliating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
No. Did you have a stroke recently? You sound even worse than usual.
No, I don't. You're being a real jerk.
You've kind of got droop face on one side a little bit.
I don't. Go listen to Flashy Golfer. Go read it. Go check out our show. Go check out my brother. Thank you for having me on. Go golf!
Go golf.
Go golf.
And we'll read,
what he said.
We'll read Flashy Golfer magazine as well. All right. So by my count, that's a 10-7 record for the Cowboys.
Pretty good.
I think 10-7 gets the Cowboys into the playoffs.
The voices? Not so good.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought that was fantastic. I think that was the best producing you've ever done by a mile, as I can't name one other thing you've done as a producer on this show.
Good point. Let's not dwell on it.
Let's not dwell on it. All right.
Oh, good God.